The show you have selected will start directly after the next message.
Welcome to the future you. Frank Lloyd Wright once said, "Study nature, love nature, stay close to nature, and it will never fail you." At Zija, we love nature. We study nature. In India, we discovered Moringa and created Moringa Supermix, a revolutionary new combination of organic ingredients, including natural vitamins, minerals, proteins, antioxidants, and omega oils. Zija's new Moringa Supermix will help you make a change for the better. Simply click on the Zija banner on the UKHealthRadio.com homepage. Power people need power vitality.
Hello and welcome to the Yes to Life show, the show that's all about integrative medicine for cancer, or integrative oncology as it's more accurately called. I'm your regular host for the show, Robin Daly, and I'm the founder of Yes to Life, the UK charity that helps people with cancer to understand and access integrative medicine. I'm lucky enough to have an enormous spectrum of guests in the show that's ranging from courageous individuals who found their own way back to health, to scientists, oncologists, practitioners, researchers, and leaders in healthcare. If you'd like to check out the back catalogue of nearly 175 shows, they're all available on Listen On Demand. Just go to the Yes to Life show page on UK Health Radio and scroll down. You can also use the search function if you're looking for a particular guest or topic. One of the heartening developments of the last decade or so has been the establishment of many wellness centres across the country offering local access to a broad range of therapies and lifestyle approaches not yet accommodated within conventional medicine. You may have heard a recent Yes to Life show in which I spoke to Jo Hill about the Bagnall Centre that she founded in Chesham. The Holistic Centre Godalming is another such initiative that is increasingly offering support angled towards people with cancer simply because of the demand. Stacey McIntyre, the owner, is running an event in Guildford this month with some brilliant speakers, all focusing on cancer. News of this event alerted me to the presence of the Holistic Centre, so I called up and Stacey kindly invited me over to take a look for myself. Hi Stacey, thanks very much for inviting me over to your fabulous centre here at Godalming. I'm very keen to have a look around, find out everything you do.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's lovely to have you here.
So in integrative medicine, it's not so unusual to come across someone who's become involved by making what on the face of it is a rather extraordinary sidestep from some other walk of life. Personal experience is always the driving force in these kind of situations, and you're one of these people, I think, coming from the world of merchant banking, and you've ended up as a very qualified therapist and owner of this impressive Godalming Holistic Centre here. So I can see that your business skills are probably put to good use running the whole thing, but would you like to tell us about your personal journey from merchant banking to integrative medicine? What happened to prompt such a radical shift?
Okay, so obviously I studied economics and law, went into merchant banking, had that sort of normal route, and then at around, I was only there for about 3 years and decided it wasn't for me. I bought my first business at 24, and I've been in business ever since then and carried along, became a lecturer in business as well. And then around about sort of 13 years ago, I was diagnosed with a brain tumour. Mm. And so went along that sort of road. Suddenly life sort of changed slightly. And
understatement.
And so I had an operation when they diagnosed it to alleviate the hydrocephalus. And then from there, everything was fine. And then 18 months later, the tumour started to grow. And at that point, the oncologist came on board and there was a discussion as to whether it was malignant, whether it wasn't. And because of the placement of the tumour, it wasn't that easy to get to. So at that point, and the neurosurgeon wasn't convinced it was malignant. So right. At that point, I said, fine, you give me 3 months, let me go off and do what I need to do. In 3 months' time, we can scan again and then make a decision at that point. So at that point, I went off and did holistic therapies, in particular body talk. And I did that for 3 months. And at the end of it, they scanned and the tumour had stopped growing, which was a fantastic result. And oncologists or neurosurgeons might say, look, tumours are tumours, they grow, they sometimes stop, and that's quite possible. But what I got in that 3 months, which I really wasn't expecting, is I got myself back, and I didn't really realise how sort of lost I'd become in life, just sort of running around doing things. And that sense of self I got, and purpose and clarity. And that's sort of what attracted me to go and study holistic therapies. And that sort of took me on a whole new path, studying everything I could under the sun about sort of complementary and alternative therapies.
That. Okay, so you once you got fired up, you weren't a dabbler. You actually got jumped right on the deep end and studied everything. So do you want to tell us what you did train in? You're going to have to tell us about body talk as well.
Okay. Yeah, so I trained as a body talk practitioner, first of all. So I did all the body talk courses there. You do the initial ones and then you do the advanced courses. So I became an advanced practitioner. I did that in about 18 months. So I sort of did as much as I could, as quickly as I could, just trying to understand it all. Mm-hmm. First of all, I trained as a body talk practitioner. But then from there, I went on, because I hadn't even done biology at school, so I really was playing catch up as far as I was concerned. So I went and I studied anatomy and physiology. I studied massage. I did Reiki. I did anything I could get my hands on. So I did craniosacral courses. I did everything I could do. Meditation, mindfulness, anything.
Mm-hmm. So body talk, I'm not familiar with it. A few other people aren't as well. So why don't you tell us what it is?
So body talk's a combination of Eastern and Western medicine. Mm-hmm. It's in the world of therapy, it's fairly new therapy. So it's been around probably about 30 years now, 25, 30 years. It just sort of looks at the whole body, physical, emotional, spiritual, mental, and it works through a protocol which includes everything from, you know, the physical body to fears and phobias to the chakras, meridians, acupuncture points, all of that. It's been described as acupuncture without needles.
Okay, and what are the ways of working? What are the tools of the trade here? Is it all talking or is it all...
With body talk. Yeah. So body talk, it uses neuromuscular feedback, so muscle testing.
Okay.
And then it follows a protocol and it involves tapping as well.
Right.
So it uses that as well. And the person would lie on the massage couch and you would feed back the information as it came up in the program and then tapping it out.
Mm-hmm. So this is a way of resolving issues, exposing issues... all that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So this is the kind of the toolbox that you credit with getting back in touch with your life.
It definitely, that sense of self came back, because it also looks at belief systems, emotions, fears and phobias, all of that comes along with it.
Mm.
Also inherited stuff, ancestral things, so it's quite a vast protocol.
Sounds like it.
Mm.
Mm. Okay, so here we are in the Godalming Holistic Centre.
Yeah.
So I think you said it was a 17th century barn, is that
right? That's right,
right,
yes.
Yeah. I had a vision of it in the field, but it's actually right in the middle of Godalming here.
It is.
This is quite a thing. How did you get into this? What happened?
So I started working from here as a practitioner. I was working from here in London. And John Hancock, the man who started the Holistic Centre 18 years ago, he was running it, and he had moved to Wales, so he was running it from afar.
Hmm.
And at some point, I had a discussion with him and said to him, would you consider selling it to me? And I think with me having run businesses in the past, that sort of side of things was sort of second nature.
Hmm.
And integrating it with what I was doing with holistic therapies, it just felt like a natural progression.
Hmm. Nonetheless, it's a big thing to take on, and has it allowed you to be a practitioner as well, or does it just being a business manager preclude that?
No, I think I've been very clear right from the beginning that I never ever want to not be a practitioner.
Mm.
And I work it around things, so I'm more flexible with the times that I work, but I definitely see clients and I see them every week, and I think, you know, that for me underpins what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So,
mm-hmm. And so in terms of its offering, who do you attract here? I mean, is it very broad, the range of people come here, or do you think there are particular groups of people who are interested in your centre?
I think the centre itself, it does attract a broad range of people, depending, because there's so many different therapies on offer and therapists. So it does have a broad spectrum. But I would say the typical client is sort of a mum with, you know, a mum in her 30s. That's probably the most sort of common client that we get here to across the board.
And why do you think they're coming here?
I think they are looking for other options and better options for their children. So they have their children's best interests at heart. So they're looking at all options and options that can resolve things with their children, problems with their children, with the least impact in other areas of their life.
So that's quite interesting, really, isn't it? Because it's not people necessarily coming for themselves, it's coming for the next generation. So the next generation are getting a different kind of healthcare, and they're getting integrated medicine, actually,
Absolutely.
Even though it's not being offered on the health service. So that is interesting, because it's kind of, you know, from my generation, it's people choosing to go themselves, not taking their children along particularly. So,
and the children, it'll just be second nature to them.
Exactly.
It'll just be part of their
life.
They'll
see that's what you do when you're not feeling well. You go and do
Absolutely.
Whatever it is.
That is
interesting. And notably, though, it was a mum you talked about there who was a woman. Do you get many men here?
We do. We actually do. There's quite a good balance of men and women coming through here.
And what are the men coming here for? What attracts them here?
All sorts of things. So we've got sports therapists here, chiropractors, acupuncturists. So it varies. It really, really does. We even have a natural beauty room, and we have men coming to that as well.
Men's natural beauty. Okay. Very good. What would you say is the most popular thing that you offer here?
I think the thing that we get the most queries for would be massage. The most calls come in for massage. And then it probably varies between things like chiropractic, osteopathy, things like that.
Mm. Massage can be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Mm. So are you including in that anything from a nice relaxing massage to something therapeutic?
Definitely, yeah.
So
there's a huge range. I mean, we actually on our website eventually, so we have massage and then other therapies, because there's so many different forms of massage. It's a whole section on the website.
Right. Okay, so look, I'd very much like to have a little look around. I wondered if you'd give us a little mini guided tour.
Absolutely,
would that be okay? Large carpeted space.
So this is our yoga studio. So we run yoga, Pilates, various classes from here. And then on the weekends, they do courses and things. So we rent it out for courses. So on Friday night, we've got a gong bath ceremony here.
What bath ceremony?
A gong bath. So
what's
we've
that?
Got people with big gongs coming and playing.
Oh, gong
with
bath.
A gong bath. And then on Sunday, we've got an Access Consciousness Bars class running here. So there's all sorts of different things. We often have crystal healing courses running on the weekends here.
Right, and how many people come to a yoga class in here?
So I think we can fit about 10, or we can fit 12 people on mats in here comfortably.
Yeah.
After that it gets a bit squashy.
And all subscribed well?
So we've got quite a lot of yoga classes running.
Yeah. Godalming is clearly receptive to this kind of thing.
Very much so. There's quite a lot going on in Godalming, not just here at the Holistic Centre, but there's other sort of areas in that with yoga classes and things. Mm. So it is very open and receptive to it.
Right.
So this is the chiropractic clinic. So we have a chiropractic clinic. It's Chiropractic Health Centre. It's a business that runs within the centre.
I see.
With Anna Maynard, and she works from here almost full time.
Right. So she's dealing with all sorts of issues, from sports things to people who simply put their back out on regular kind of things, right? So it's like a separate business inside yours. Yeah. Okay. And has been here long? Was this a new
addition? Anna's been here, she was here a year in April.
Right.
So, yeah.
Quite new.
Yeah. This is Jess.
Hello, Jess in reception.
Robin.
Hello.
Hello. I haven't been here long.
Just
no?
new.
You're new.
Yeah. And doing an amazing job. It's fantastic.
You. Brilliant.
You got all your lunch there.
Yeah. Saying hello to people, keeping them organised.
And this is my husband's honey. He's a beekeeper.
Okay.
So we've got bees in our garden.
Looks
and this
fantastic.
This is the honey from his bees. So the comb honey is very popular. So he's put some comb inside there.
Nice.
This is a talk therapy room.
Well, this is like a tiny sitting room, right?
Yeah, so it's pretty cozy. So we do often do hypnotherapy in here and counselling and things like that.
Right, yeah, like armchairs. Nice sunny room.
And we've possibly got a lot of local...
Local artists on the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's very similar to that one over there.
Mm-hmm.
So these are almost the two of the massage rooms, another massage room, but people use this for sports therapists and craniosacral therapists, reflexologists, all sorts use these rooms here.
Right, so we're kind of up in the roof here. They're all interesting spaces, aren't they?
Yeah.
This is not your office block style building, is it?
No,
it's got lots of quaint steps.
And you mind your head when you go
under
some of the doors.
Yes, you definitely do. But
something,
this is what a lot of the therapy rooms look like, though.
Yeah. Something we have in all the rooms, invariably both things. We have a rose quartz crystal, which we use as our doorstop, and in most rooms, somewhere along the line, you'll find a heart somewhere along the line.
Okay, that's your touch, that, I take it. It's your
centre. Yeah. Watch your head here.
Okay.
And this here, Kinga's in here. This is our empty room. This is Kinga.
Hello,
Robin. So this is the natural beauty room. So it's called the Barn Natural Beauty.
Okay.
And, everything that's done in here, it's all with natural products. Even our nail polishes, vegan nail polish.
Vegan nail polish. Never
this
heard of that.
It, yeah.
Okay.
This is it. Yeah, you can have a look. So that it
amazing.
Is. Yeah. So
how
it's
does
got
that work?
No
I mean,
formaldehyde,
yeah,
no toluene. It's got none of the nasties in it.
No, it's even possible to get nail polish and no chemicals in it.
Yeah. So that's the.
This is a. It's a cute little room with half-timbered walls and a very comfortable-looking bed in the middle. Very nice. Okay. Thank you.
So we've got the medical thermal imaging down there at the moment, and they've got an on-site camera. So they are going to be working from here and then other clinics nearby.
Okay.
I heard about it, as I say, about 6-7 years ago. Somebody told me about it. They said to me, there's these people in Liverpool who are doing this thermal imaging. And I remember I heard about it. And then the next week I got in my car and I drove to Liverpool and went and saw there. I arrived there and I said, right, I've come for a thermal imaging scan. I want to find out what this is. And so I had a scan and it was absolutely fascinating what it picks up. Amazing. Because the scans are then sent to America to doctors, and it's medical doctors who analyze it and send you a report. I found it absolutely fascinating. And at that point spoke to them and then got them to come down to Godalming. So that sort of started the whole sort of process of now. I think they've got about 50 different satellite clinics going.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's clearly something you like having here on offer for people locally and saving them from going to Liverpool.
Absolutely. So they've actually just bought, this is their first, so they've got all these satellite clinics which they had been going to.
Yeah.
This is the first time what they're doing now is they've bought another camera and they've got the camera set up now in Godalming.
Right. So it's not a roaming.
No. And so Kathy, who you met earlier,
she's
a thermographer.
Yeah.
And so she now is based down here. She was one of the practitioners here.
Mm-hmm.
And then she got trained in thermography.
Right. Okay, great. Should we go back up and... Thank you for that.
Okay.
So, having had a look around, I would like to talk to you now about your wellness days. Now, I understood this was something you took over. They already existed when you bought the place.
Yeah. So, wellness days has been going for about 5 years.
Okay.
And then we took it on... We took it on at the end of last year and ran our first one in March this year.
Right, but they were then not running under the auspices of the centre at all. They were
no.
a separate endeavour.
Yeah.
Ah, I understand, right, okay. Great, and they're operated in Guildford, is that always the case?
Yeah, so it's always
run
from GLive in Guildford.
Okay, and the one you're just about to do, very on message with the Esther Life, that's actually... why I'm here, because I got to hear about it. Right, yes. First of all, just give us an idea of what Wellness Days are generally.
So Wellness Day, it's a holistic exhibition in Guildford. It has around 70 different standholders of holistic practitioners and natural and organic products and various things like that. We have two seminar rooms and a workshop room. We have a meditation room. So people come along and spend a day doing taste sessions, listening to talks, trying out products, things like that.
Right, right.
So that's what Wellness Day has been.
In fact, it's been going for 5 years. It must be well attended by these enthusiastic Golden League people who like this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Very good. So now down to this year, it's very cancer specific. Now, I kind of guess that the reason it's like that is because of your own experience. Is that true?
I think, I just decided I wanted, with the Holistic Centre and Wellness Day itself, I just wanted to bring together a more sort of integrated approach, because you have these two camps. You've got the medical camp and you've got the complementary camp. And so often the two aren't talking to each other. And I wanted to bring the two together and create an environment where people would come and experience both worlds and experience people who've who existing in that world with both camps working effectively. And I was in Germany last year at the complementary clinic outside Frankfurt where Dr. Herzog works from. My brother was there, and I chatted to Dr. Herzog and sort of said to him, would you come and talk at Wellness Day? And at that point, I was thinking maybe at Wellness Day at one of the seminars. And when he said yes, he'd come along, from there it sort of developed into, okay, so let's sort of talk to other people.
So that was a kind of germ of the idea. So your brother was there because he's ill?
Yes.
So you have kind of second-hand experience of what he offers over
there.
That's
right, yeah.
So, yeah, the whole environment in Germany, of course, very much different to here, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So it's, the idea of people practicing in that way is quite well supported, whereas here it's an ongoing battle to even keep the doors open if you want to do something a bit different. So that was where you started. Who else have you added into the mix since then?
So we've got Professor Herzog, we've got Dr. Pender, Robert Pender. He is the Hyperbaric Oxygen Therapy Centre in London, and so he's going to be talking on the benefits of that. We've got Dr. Grant Hatch, who is my brother, who's the person who was in the clinic in Germany, and that's his personal experience. So he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer last year. And then Chris Hallinger, who started the breast cancer charity Copperfield. So Chris is going to talk as well.
Fantastic. Can we just go into each of those characters a little bit?
Sure.
Just why you've chosen them and what they're going to bring along.
Okay. So Dr. Herzog has the most amazing centre, or it's actually a hospital, in a place called, I'll probably say it wrong now, it's Butzelshausen, that's how I would say it. In Germany, about an hour outside of Frankfurt.
Okay.
And
how big a place is it?
It's big. They probably have about sort of 30 to 50 people there at a time staying there. And he has hypothermia treatments. He does local area and full body hypothermia. He has various sort of complementary therapies as well that he supplements with that, as well as conventional therapy. So he
it's
might
a proper integrative clinic.
So he might do low dose chemotherapy together with hypothermia and a lot of vitamin infusions and things like that as
well. Sort of thing we'd love to see in this country.
Be phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm still angling for it. Could happen yet.
Absolutely.
It's the
amazing
regulatory environment though. It's so tough.
Yeah,
very
much so.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, sounds great. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah. So that's Dr. Herzog. And so he's coming along. Dr. Pender. So after Dr. Herzog, I came across a hyperbaric oxygen therapy and I did a lot of reading about it and research into it and just saw the benefits in it and thought it'd be fantastic to complement what we already had. So that's why I got hold of Dr. Pender. And he's done amazing things, won awards for what he's done. So he was sort of a natural progression to.
Have you experienced it yourself?
I haven't. I'd love to.
Right.
I would love to.
I have.
Have you? And?
Yeah, it's great. I did it in one of these massive, great submarine things.
Okay.
Not the more mobile ones nowadays.
Oh, that must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was in there I don't know how many other people. There were about 6 or 7 other people in armchairs.
Fantastic.
It was all a bit surreal, but. Felt good, you know.
Did you feel different afterwards? Could you feel the change?
Yeah, I felt quite sort of clear and energized.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant. I know years ago I did a course with a group from Philadelphia, the Family Hope Center, who work with children with brain injuries.
Right.
And they worked a lot with hyperbaric oxygen therapy and just got phenomenal results and things like that from that.
There seem to be so many different conditions it can help, really. I mean, it's great that the place, obviously, in this country that's got them is the MS centres.
Yeah.
And that some of them have begun to open their doors to other people, which is really great. So,
yeah, that's fantastic.
You know, we have people we help to go to MS centres and get hyperbaric oxygen. So that's brilliant. And, yeah, they certainly do find it very helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, onward.
And then Dr. Grant Hatch, he's my brother. Grant, his background is he was actually training for an ultramarathon. He used to do them every year when he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. So it came completely out of the blue. He, at the time, was working with a private equity company in Africa, a very successful businessman, very busy, all that sort of thing. He had a massive life-changing sort of moment, resigned from his job and focused on finding out his background. He's a doctor because he's a doctor of science. And so he focused heavily on finding out, you know, everything he could possibly find out about his cancer, his particular strain. And has just found and established the most amazing connections with people all around the world.
So can you tell me a little bit about what he's done for his own condition?
So one of the things that he's done, I mean, he's done many, many things, but one of the things he's done, he's connected with a doctor outside of Frankfurt, and he's developed, this doctor's developed a personal peptide vaccine based on his particular mutation of the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he flies to Frankfurt every 2 weeks, and he has this vaccine, and that's had phenomenal results. So that's one of the things. It's a whole sort of cocktail. He tries out new things. He reads. He gets research papers. He tries out things. If they work, then he adds them to his mix. If they're not working, then he drops them. He's been to conferences in Madrid. He's going to one in Canada. And these are with medical oncologists who are finding new solutions and things like that. So he contacts them and speaks to them about what's coming out.
So what proportion of what he does would you consider to be kind of cutting edge traditional medicine, if you like, or and which more coming from the integrative side?
So I think a lot of what he's doing, I mean, he's looking at every option, and
right.
So he's looking at all sorts of things. A lot of the stuff is developmental medicine, sort of new developmental medicine that he's looking at, and bringing that in. But he basically reads all the research papers. If he feels they have merit, he includes them in his protocol. If they don't, then he leaves them out.
Well, he's doing pretty well, isn't he? I mean,
he's doing really
what
well.
What kind of he's in the kind of health where he's happy to come along and give talks and stuff.
Yeah.
He's in good shape, presumably.
Well, as he said in the interview that he did with Sophie True, I don't know if you saw that, he was saying he knows that he's moving forward now when his oncologists and doctors are talking about his lifespan in years now as opposed to months. He knows he's doing something right.
Change of measure.
Yeah.
Very good.
But something, sorry, I just want to say something that was very key for him was he was very adamant about surrounding himself with a team of doctors who saw hope. And,
right.
You know, his first oncologist that gave him the diagnosis couldn't
right.
see any hope.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so he parted ways with him fairly quickly and took the process of interviewing people and actually finding the team or the right people to surround him who had a long-term vision and a vision of hope.
Very interesting, incredibly important. I think all too often people are not actually aware how the oncologist is looking at them and thinks that the oncologist has more hope than they actually have, and therefore they don't realise the basis on which they're making their decisions. It's really important to know, because if they think you're a hopeless case, all their decisions are based on that, so that, well, there's no hope, there's no point in doing X, or whatever it is, you know, that's actually the fundamental ground on which they're working from. So, to not know that is kind of a fatal mistake. You have to actually have that at least in your sights, and I think, you know, your brother's done better still, which is you just don't deal with people like that.
Yeah.
You just find the right ones.
Absolutely. You just deal with the people who've got the same sort of outlook as you.
Okay, and there's one more.
And the last one is Chris Hellinger, who started the breast cancer charity Copperfield.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Chris diagnosed with breast cancer at 23 and just has done amazing things, amazingly well in herself, and amazing things at raising awareness for early detection.
Yeah.
So.
Fantastic. So all of that's going to be happening in amongst a melee of stands and things you can try as well. Yeah. And
so at GLive, at the venue where we've got mm-hmm. three floors of all the stands,
yeah.
And then there's an area called the glass room, which is a conference area, which is where we'll run the integrative medicine talks. And then before and after and during the breaks, people will be able to filter out and wander around all the other therapies. So we have things like CBD stands and things like that, all sorts of things.
Sounds great. Very sorry I won't be able to come. This has turned into a whole cancer event, basically, this thing, which doesn't sound like you were quite intending that right at the beginning, but you seem to be very behind it now. You've got a centre here which is helping people with general problems. I imagine that some proportion of the people who come here have got cancer, isn't
yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And like what? A very few or quite a few?
I would say, I mean, in my practice alone, I've just seen so many more people with cancer. And I think that's also possibly what lifted it on my radar, is that I just see so many people with cancer. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, that is the state of things. There are an awful lot of people with cancer. Mm. And it's quite nice in a way that a lot of those people are finding their way to your talk, because it means they're looking outside the box.
Definitely,
as
yeah.
well, which... You know, when people start to do that, they can start to improve their chances, basically.
Definitely.
And so that's a good thing.
Something else that we do here is the Fountain Centre in Guildford.
Mm.
They have room space here, so some of their patients come along here.
So
and
just to be clear for the listeners, the Fountain Centre?
The Fountain Centre is the complementary side of St Luke's Hospital, the cancer hospital in Guildford. Part of the Royal Surrey Hospital.
And has been for very many years. One of the original CAM units, wasn't
yeah.
it? I mean, it was there, I don't know how long it's been there. It must be 25 years, isn't
it? I think so. It's a long time, yeah. It's a really long time.
Yeah.
So we offer room space to them here as a
right.
centre, so that any of the local people who don't necessarily want to travel into Guildford can come and see therapists here.
Mm. So that's good. So that's another reason why people with cancer are actually coming here.
Probably, yeah.
So you could get a bit of a reputation for this fact. I mean, you know, this event you're putting on is obviously very cancer focused.
Mm.
Are you thinking in terms of doing more?
Definitely. Sure. What's been interesting about this event, which has been amazing and fantastic, is just launching it. We launched it. I've had so many people contact me. I've had therapists contact me, people who want to talk at the event, people who want to promote the event, people who want to sponsor the event. It's almost had a life of its own. I sort
Excellent.
Of started it, and it's yeah, so it makes you realize what a need
That's
for
a good,
it. Yeah.
A good sign that you're onto something that needs to happen.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, have you got any thoughts? There's two areas, one of them really as well here. Would you like to offer any more here? You know, you've already got thermal imaging here. That's very much in mind of people with cancer.
Mm.
Specialist service, brilliant, you know, so great to have that here. Would you have anything else here in that way specifically for cancer patients?
I think I'm speaking to a lot of different people about different things. There's we're just sort of looking at them at the moment, but there's diagnostic machines, you know, sort of all sorts of different things like that. And there's very much a movement towards getting more of a, I don't even know how to word it, but there just seems to be a lot of discussion around various diagnostic machines. I chatted to, I don't know if you know a person called Thornton Streeter. Have you come across that? It's quite an unusual
name.
I know. So I chatted to him. He's someone who contacted me via the talks. And I was chatting to a lady yesterday and we got cut off, so I didn't get it. And she was telling me about a machine as well that it can pick up changes in the body so early on compared to MRIs and things like that. So there definitely feels like there's a movement towards a more sort of, a safer, better diagnosis sort of option. So we've got a lot of those sort of chats going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of amazing diagnostics within orthodox medicine, but many of them are quite harmful, aren't they? It is a problem. Some are fine, you know, obviously MRIs seem to be relatively benign. I haven't heard of any bad effect of them, and ultrasound similarly seems to be okay, but any of the x-ray based ones are, you know, from mildly bad to really quite severely bad, you know, because of the amount of radiation that's involved. So hence the thermal imaging is gaining in popularity.
Definitely.
it's not a replacement for those things because it gives you different kind of information, doesn't it? But it does tell you something,
yeah,
doesn't it? Good. All right. Well, so look, maybe you want to round off by telling listeners about the event, when, where,
okay,
how much, how they book, all that stuff.
Okay. So Wellness Day is on the 22nd of September. It's at GLive in Guildford.
Soon.
It says very soon.
Yeah.
And it's from 10 till 4 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's £8 if you buy your tickets online now. If otherwise, £10 on
that's
the door.
That's not a lot, is it?
No, or £10 on the door. And then, and you get a fantastic goodie bag from Green People.
Amazing.
Which is brilliant. And then, yeah, and then the Integrative Medicine Talks, which is the parallel event running at the event. Those you can also buy. You can buy the tickets for both events at wellnessday.co.uk.
Right.
And the Integrative Medicine Talks are £45, and then that gives you access to Wellness Day as well.
Oh, I see. So it's £45 for all four talks. So.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, okay, great, very good. Value for money. All right, very good. And yes, your website address?
So wellnessday.co.uk.
Right, okay.
And the Holistic Centre is holisticcentre.co.uk.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you very much. It's been really interesting.
Thank you for taking me all around.
And
pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for sharing all this information.
So the wellness event in Guildford is coming up very soon, as you heard, on the 22nd of September. So don't delay in booking a place to hear these great speakers. And if you're local to Godalming and not familiar with the Holistic Centre, it's well worth checking out and you're sure of a warm welcome. Yes to Life also has two events at the end of the month in London. The first is Healing with Paint and Playing with Colour, which will be at Rudolf Steiner House in Marylebone on the 26th of September. And the second is a Walida Pampa workshop on the 28th in Crouch End. Both events are super cheap. Also coming up very fast now is the Yes to Life 10K run in Victoria Park in East London on the 6th of October. The run has its own website where you can still sign up. That's yestolife10k.org, yestolife10k.org. To find out more about the charity's events, go to the Yes to Life website, that's yestolife.org.uk, and look at the events page. Or alternatively, you can look on the Yes to Life Facebook page. As usual, you can find links to material mentioned in today's show on the Yes to Life website. Just click the show logo on the homepage. And just in case the Yes to Life show is the only reason you've come to UK Health Radio at the moment, I'd encourage you to explore a bit. There are a wealth of presenters, many of them showcasing material that overlaps with our show. The most obvious of these might be Joni Aldridge, who focuses on cancer in her show Cancer SOS, which maybe gives a more US-centric view. Thanks for listening today. Do make a point of joining me again next week if you can. Goodbye.